Patient name is Dikovan Johnson, D like Detroit, E-K-O-V-E-N. Last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, 9/14/1984. Date of accident, 2/24/2025. Date of service, 6/24/2025. The patient is here as an automobile accident victim. Chief complaints are that he has a pain in the area of the upper back, lower back, pain in the left hip, left knee, headaches, and some pain in the shoulders. Patient also had another accident in 2022, where he was a passenger in the front seat restraint, and the case is closed, and the accident happened on East Davison. His aorta bursted, and he had to be gone for left hip and surgery, and also coronary stent surgery, heart surgery. And he recovered. No more recollection. The case is closed. The chief complaints and then history of the automobile accident for this current accident is described as follows. The patient, Dikovan Johnson, was traveling as a passenger on the left side on 2/24/2025 at 7:08 P.M. The driver is alive, and he does not know him if he went to the emergency room or not. He knew the driver, but not the other passengers. And there were four passengers in the car. They were traveling in a suburban truck on Seven Mile and Georgia East, G-E-O-R-G-I-A Street in the East Detroit. They were traveling on eastbound Seven Mile, and he was sleeping. The patient reported that the T-bone on the driver's side he does not know the speed of their car or what car hit them, but he was sleeping. Apparently, there was a T-bone accident on the driver's side, and the other driver did not stop, and it was a hit-and-run accident. He has no information about the other driver or other people and their status. He reported that he was not wearing seatbelt at the time of accident. Airbag deployed. He possibly passed out for a few seconds, and the police came to the scene. Ambulance did not arrive. He was not taken to the emergency room on the day of accident by ambulance. The damage, he does not have all the information about the car damage. Possibly all the windows were broken on the left side. There was no damage to the inside. And the driver's side window was completely broken, and the fender and the door was broken. But he's not sure if the car is total. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient suffering from headaches which are located to the back of the head, and they are moderately severe, 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 7, 1 to 10, mild to moderate. They are off and on, and they are not sensitive to the noise or light. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of the TBI that are reported by the patient are as follows. The patient reports of having a loss of balance and loss of equilibrium, but no dizziness, no vertigo, no loss of consciousness, no ringing in the ear, no seizures, no memory loss, forgetfulness, no disorientation, confusion, no lack of focus, no loss of concentration, no incontinence, no nausea, vomiting, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. denies any sudden anesthesia, sleep disturbance, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, and denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, anywhere, lethargy, fatigue. He has a slight difficulty in walking. He's limping due to the injuries. He also reports that he has had no treatment so far from anywhere regarding this particular accident. And regarding the pain, patient is suffering from a constant pain in the area of the upper back involving the right shoulder left shoulder and right shoulder, but actually it is the upper back area, more like a back than the shoulder. And they are throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching, tender, tiring, 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 8 to 9. The patient is worsened by sitting, bending, standing and walking, and improved by sitting, bending, standing and walking. The patient has some pain in the left hip, which appears to be affecting the left knee also. 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, worse on walking. And he has gone to urgent care next day after accident, who did some x-rays. And so he went to Dr. Bachu, and no other treatment records are available. No x-rays, MRI, CT scan have been reportedly been done. He reports of some shooting pain in the left lateral part of the leg from hip, left hip to the left knee. He checked some bladder bowel incontinence, but it didn't elaborate, or muscle weakness on the left leg. It has been checked also by the patient. Please review the records for system review and for surgical history. He has had history in the left hip surgery during the motor vehicle accident 2022, where he had a stint in the heart, left hip, and he replaced left hip replacement. No allergies. Please review the records for family history, relationships, status, employment, legal history, and personal history, ADLs, diagnosis. Regarding the physical examination, the patient is a 40-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And he's 6 feet 1 inch, and he's 220 pounds. Blood pressure 149 over 63, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 97.1. The patient is a 40-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, knows sitting comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. So, patient does not appear to be in any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices, except some pain is reported in the right, in the left leg, and rest of the exam come from the template, including neurological examination that is normal. In musculature examination, kindly mention that he has a spasm of the trapezius muscle and caudatus lumborum bilaterally, spasm of the left side of the neck as a torticollis, T-O-R-T-I-C-O-L-L-I-S, and his left hip is slightly tender. Both the SI joints are tender and L5-S1 is tender. Paravertebral muscles, L1 to L5 are in spasm, and few trigger points noticed. Musculoskeleton inspection palpation is normal. Spine tenderness again is present at L5-S1 and both SI joint, bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present L1 to L5 bilaterally with the tenderness, hypertonicity of 2+ and trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 40, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. And a Sperling sign is found positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test is positive in the cervical spine. Total all test was negative. In thoracic spine, slump test is negative, and Roos test is negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees on the left and 50 degrees on the right. TLR is positive bilaterally. Begar test positive, Kemp test positive, Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are tender. Faber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Distraction test is positive, Ely compression test is positive. Standing flexion test is positive, Tenderbrook sign is negative. Regarding the extremities examination, left hip has a scar of 6 inches anteriorly and 6 inches posteriorly. And the left shoulder has scar 4 inches. And then left upper arm also has a scar for four inches. These are from previous surgeries. Both the shoulders are found to be completely normal. Both elbows, both hands, grips are normal. No Tinel sign, Fallon sign is found positive. Left hip is slightly tender. Range of motions are slightly limited to 120 degrees of flexion and extension. Motor strength slightly weak by 4/5. Valgus varus abnormally not present. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign, Tendelberg test is negative. Ely test, Thomas test were conducted and were found to be positive. Log roll was positive. But these are from previous accident. Left knee has a slight tenderness of the peripatal region. Minimal pain, 1 or 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. No fracture or patella is noticed. No other findings. Collateral ligaments are normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Review the diagnosis from the records, and then the plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to begin to the area that are affected, which is neck, the lower back, the left hip, and possibly the left knee. And 3 times a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercises, mechanics program. Patient is ordered a disability for work, housework, and transportation. Medications are ordered. I apologize. The medicines are not provided since the patient does not have any insurance information. No narcotic analgesics are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging record, past medical records, none are available at this time. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none. DMEs. Patient already has a back brace, tense unit, neck brace, cane, and none are needed at this time. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.